The 74, Psalm 74 and verse 14. Well, not really a verse in Psalm, Psalm 74 and 14. I want to invite you guys out. This Wednesday, we're having a community holiday dinner, and we want to invite you guys out to come. It won't be the healthiest meal, but it'll be a good meal. They ain't got no lettuce in the store, no way. Come out for fried chicken and roast beef and gravy and macaroni and cheese and potatoes. And you like good stuff like that, they kind of carrying on. Come on out, and you'll meet some great people, incredible people here. This Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we'll clean out the sanctuary, and that's what we're going to do. Just come celebrate and hang out with us. And then we're also in the middle of our big gift. We're believing God we're going to raise $10,000 to bless various individuals and nonprofits. I want you guys to sow into that. We ask each person that could to sow $100. If you can't, sow 100, sow 200. That's fine. I'm just joking. No, just sow whatever you can. Sow it. That's right, Carter. Sow whatever you can. And we're going to believe God for the increase. Hey, do you know there are some incredibly mean-spirited people in this world? There's some manipulative people in this world. Some of them are that way intentionally. Some of them have strong personalities. And what they do is they come and dominate the room. Some people are just selfish. They throw fits. They throw tantrums to get their way. Some people are just subconsciously they do things because they're hurt and rejected. They do things to control the environment they're in. But this minded I'm going to talk about small-minded, closed-minded, weak-minded, high-minded. This week I'm going to talk about sick-minded. And before you make a list, I'm not talking about serial killers and rapists. I could be talking about the person sitting next to you. Or could be talking about you. To be sick-minded is this, is when you're mentally unsound and disordered. And a sick mind, I don't know if that's my mic, but a sick mind needs to be healed. That's what a sick mind needs. It needs to be healed. Psalm 74 and 14, I was reading this week. You were raised in church or you read the Bible, you know that there was a group of people called the children of Israel. And God used a guy named Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And he led them out of Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land. God parted the Red Sea, drowned up the Egyptians. And I was reading this Psalm 74 and 14 just in my leisure, and I didn't know that David was writing about the children of Israel, their exit out of Egypt. But he said something that struck me that I want to talk about today, and I'm going to talk about things from the children of Israel's escape from Egypt. But it says this, Psalm 74 and 14, it said, you broke the head of Leviathan. Somebody say Leviathan. In pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. That word Leviathan, it means twisting one. And y'all like watching National Geographic? Y'all like watching those lions attack those? But y'all ever seen a crocodile attack something? They have this thing, they attack it and they twist. That's where they get Leviathan from. It's like a sea creature that takes stuff and twists it. That Leviathan spirit is that person who can hear something and twist it into what they believe. Wow. That twisting spirit is that they you ever seen somebody who can turn every situation and become the victim in that situation? It's a twisting spirit. They don't hear what's being said, they hear what they hear. And they twist it into what they believe. There's a lot of people walking around offended, and what's said was never meant to offend them. There's a lot of people hurt, and the things that happen never meant to hurt them. So I want to help us to overcome that twisting thing this morning. So I talked about how God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh was the Leviathan in this scripture. And the Bible says God broke the head of Pharaoh and caused the children of Israel to walk out. And the spoils of the Egyptians, they used it as they went through the wilderness. So here's my main idea this morning. As a result of today, you're going to see God break the head of the sick-minded things in your life. You're going to see it in yourself and in others, and God's going to give you the spoils of the victory so that you can live. Matter of fact, you're going to get everything you lost back. Anybody want that? Right. Anybody ready for some stuff to come back in their life? Yeah. Confidence, your joy, all those things that you lost as a result of sick-mindedness. Let me explain to you the nature of sick-mindedness, but I got to take you to Exodus where God took the children of Israel first in bondage out of captivity in Egypt and how he dealt with Pharaoh. Let's look at the nature of sick-mindedness. Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 through 10 says this. Now there arose a king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go out of the land. Two things I'll tell you first about this scripture about the sick-minded complex, about the sick-mindedness. They got an inferiority complex. Notice he said the people are more mightier than we. They have this inferiority complex that they want nobody to be better than them, and they're always competing against somebody. The next thing about sick mind is a lot of you have worked in this environment. It creates cruel politics and hostile work environments. Anybody ever worked in a hostile work environment before? Sick minds want to control and manipulate when they don't get their way. They don't understand what it means to lead versus control. When you lead by influence. When you control, you tell people how to think, when to eat, how to dress, and all those things like that. But when you lead a person by their potential, and they buy into what you're doing. The nature of sick-mindedness. Can I show you some more about sick-mindedness? Verse 11 says this. They set taskmasters over them to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more, y'all know I love this scripture, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Y'all remember Bebe's kids from back in the day? Children of God like Bebe's kids, we don't die, we multiply. We like them little gremlins, you throw water on us, we just start growing. And they were in dread of the children of Israel, so they made the Egyptians, children of Israel, serve with rigor. Here's the thing about the sick-minded people. They put their burdens on you. Things they should be dealing with, they make you deal with. You all right in here? Another thing about sick-minded people, the mentality, it uses you to build its stuff, but it makes you inferior the whole time you're building something masterful for them. Notice this. They made the children of Israel build their city, their supply city, but he made them question themselves the whole time. Y'all don't like that right there. Here's what it looks like in this day and time. If you're dating, you're good enough to sleep with, but you're not really good enough. They make you always question yourself. You never do anything good enough. You never do anything right enough. You can make people millions, but they make you feel like you can't do it yourself. It always has you questioning yourself, yet you're building them incredible things. They want you to build their dreams, but your dreams are never good enough. Never been in that situation before, right? Here's another thing about sick-minded people. You make sick-minded people sick. Because the Bible said the more they afflicted them, the more they grew. They don't understand you because the more they talk about you, the more God blesses you. The more they try to sabotage your career, the more it seems like God elevates you. Has anybody ever seen God elevate you in the land of your affliction? And people have set up your demise, but God has a way of causing you to rise above. You may not realize it right now, but the more they hate on you, the more they afflict you, the more you are going to grow. So here's my recommendation to you. Don't fight the process. Trust the process and see what God does in your life. You all right in here? How do I overcome this sick-mindedness? Number one, you got to determine why sick-minded people want to control you in the first place. I know y'all trying to get rid of your haters, but you ever thought about why they hate on you? Verse 10 says this. It says, look, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and make it happen. And it happened in the event of war, they also join our enemies. Sick-minded people, if they hate them, they want you to hate them. If I'm not their friend, you can't be their friend. Y'all never seen that before, right? Why are you talking to somebody that I don't like? That sick-minded people want to control certain things that go on. And they join our enemies and fight against us and so go up out of the land. Here's the first thing that sick-minded people, how to overcome them. Know this, they don't want you to multiply. They don't want you to increase. They don't want you to get better. They don't want you to grow because in the event that you grow, you will be better than them and your success is an indictment on what they perceive as their failure. They say, I don't want you to outgrow me. They are afraid of unity. It said, lest they come together with our enemies. Do you know what happens when you are in bondage? You turn on each other. Whenever you go through tough situations, you always notice this, it's easy to start bumping heads with the people that you're closest to because you don't realize we're on the same team because we're trying to figure this thing out, and it's easy to start turning on each other. And watch this. What Satan hates during times of bondage is when people will come together. But what God is looking for is some people who said, listen, I'm not going to live in this generational curse for the rest of my life. I'm not going to live in poverty. I need some people that are ready to level up and rise above where we are. Do I got some people in the room that said, I'm not going to settle for broke the rest of my life. I'm not going to settle for less than. Those are the people you need to find. And you know what else? It says, we're going to keep them. As sick-minded people said, unless they go up out of the land. Sick-minded people manipulate you because they don't want you to leave. Can I give you something that won't cost you nothing? You don't have to beg somebody to stay that don't want to leave. I'm going to say that to this side right here. You don't have to beg somebody to stay who does not want to leave. Why would you manipulate somebody to get them to stay where you are? I think the Fantasia spirit needs to break out. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. That's my side right there. You compromising who you are, you changing who you are, you staying up late at night, you hiding behind bushes and seeing where people at, you tracking them down, baby, don't go, and you changing who you are just to be into somebody's circle. Can I tell you, when God has somebody for you, you don't have to compromise your integrity, your standards, or your dreams. Y'all can walk that path together. But when somebody wants to control you, they won't let you dream. They won't let you be who you are. They try to always keep their thumb on you. And God says, listen, later for that. This is later for you to be controlled. I want you to be you, but I got some people that I need you to connect with. Sick-minded people cause you to be in a certain level of bondage because they want to keep you. And in the church world, it'll make you feel like you won't be blessed if you're not connected to me. Life won't flow well if you're not doing this. Can I tell you, the blessing don't have a zip code? The blessing will work in Decker, Tennessee. It'll work in Winchester. It'll work in Tullahoma. It'll work in Shelbyville. It'll work in Memphis. It'll work in Nashville. It'll work wherever you go. Why? Because you're blessed. And don't you ever let nobody make you question that if you're not here, if you're not doing a certain thing, your life ain't going to be blessed. I'm blessed because God says I'm blessed. You all right in here? I'm not blessed because you like me. And I'm not cursed because you don't. Yes. I'm blessed because God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And when God, I'm talking to somebody in here. When God puts his hand on your life, you don't have to question the thing. Just be what he called you to be. Know your worth and find your purpose, and you'll start to overcome the sick-minded spirit. How else do I overcome this sick-minded spirit? Let me tell you this. Don't let sick-minded people make you think you're the twisted one. Crazy people want you to think you crazy. Look at your neighbor and say, there's nothing wrong with you. You think you're walking around with a complex because they got a complex. They done projected their insecurities on you. You're watching everything you say. You don't know what to do. Why? Because you feel boxed in, because I don't want to make you angry. I'm talking to somebody here. I don't want to make you mad. I don't want to get out later for that. I'm not telling you to be disrespectful, but you need to break out the box. Exodus 5, verse 15. Y'all right in here? Let me tell you what happened. Pharaoh made them build things out of brick, and they made it out of mortar and straw. The straw is what they used to hold the thing together so it would stick. So Pharaoh said this. He said, I'm going to take the straw away. Y'all figure out how to get your own straw, make your bricks, but I'm not going to decrease your quota. You still got to produce a certain amount a day, and if you don't, I'm going to beat you. Right here, right here in the scripture. Exodus 5:15, it picked up. Then the foreman of the sons of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why do you deal with this way with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants. Yet they keep saying to us, make bricks. And behold, your servants are being beaten. I told you, I said it. But it is the fault of your own people. But he said, you're lazy, very lazy. Therefore, say, let us go up and sacrifice. Remember, sick-minded people want you to think you're sick. They want you to think you're crazy. So now you got this complex going on inside of you. You're working as hard as you can, and they calling you lazy. And you're walking around confused. And in order to break this bondage, you got to realize this. There's nothing wrong with you. They want you to keep going in circles. I'm talking to somebody in here. You get stuck in these places, and they want you to keep going in circles, because if you ever get your confidence, you'll stand up to them. I'm talking to somebody. If you ever get your confidence, you'll figure out there's more to me than how you've been treating me. If you ever get your confidence, you realize I'm better than this. If you ever get your confidence, you're like, this is crazy. Because some of us have been living in crazy so long, you call it normal. I want to tell you, some stuff you're going through is not normal. It's dysfunction, and it's a crazy situation when you accept dysfunction as normal. But I'm telling somebody in here today, I don't know who you are. You are about to come out in the name of Jesus. Yes. Your eyes are about to be open, and God is about to deliver you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm not crazy. And I ain't dealing with crazy no more. I want somebody going to get that out of your spirit. Say, I'm not crazy. and I'm not dealing with crazy anymore. Y'all right in here? Yeah. Here's the next thing about it. I want to go back to Psalm 74. You got to break the head of Leviathan or sick-mindedness. A sick mind, I told you, twist everything to what they believe. You could be telling something, and at the end of the story, you know you telling them, make you think you crazy, and you know that happened. And they convince you the stuff that you seen happen ain't happened. They'll make you think that you're the liar. They'll make you think that you, no, I know I'm not crazy, because they know how to twist things. But you got to break the head of it. But here's the thing you got to do. You got to find a source of authority. Everybody has to have some source of authority in their life. As a believer, my authority is the Word of God. You got to find some source of authority. Everybody needs a person in your life that's an authority. Somebody who shows up in your life, and when they talk, you get quiet. You need somebody you listen to, somebody you respect, that it's not a debate, it's not a back and forth, that you will honestly look at yourself, somebody you will suspend your judgment for a moment and say, huh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not looking at this right. So you got to find a source of authority. God did this with Moses. He had a burning bush experience. He said, Moses, go tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go. When you go in the power of God, it's different than going in the power of your intellect. When you go in the power of God, all heaven shows up. Everybody feels the glory and the presence of God. It says something is different about them. When you go with the hand of God on your life, he will make happen what needs to happen. So he said you got to find a source of authority. Then you got to establish truth. Most of us say stuff like this. Oh, the truth going to come out. And everybody nervous because the truth going to come out. Everybody here got something going, oh, the truth going to come out. That's not truth, that's facts. When the truth comes out is what God says in a situation. Because the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Most of us are stuck on facts, and God said, I want the truth to come out. What is the truth about your situation? I don't care what you can, what you've done in your life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord had delivered us from them all. Matter of fact, most of us are stuck on a fact search, and we need to go on a truth search. You're trying to figure out all who don't like me, who talking about me. What does it matter in the first place? If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Matter of fact, most of you were doing good until people told you who didn't like you. Now you walking around with a complex, don't you dare speak. Does it matter? When God gets ready to bless you, he ain't consulting nobody but himself. Because if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And then once you find authority, you discover truth, you got to speak truth to power. Now, before you go cuss your boss out tomorrow and say, the preacher said, I got to go speak truth to power. That's not what I'm saying. You're going to get fired. And it's Christmas. And them little babies won't. No, I'm just, speaking truth to power is not telling people off. It's saying this is what should be. If you're in the body of Christ in church, speaking truth to power is this. It's not telling somebody I don't like you because you don't know how to talk to people and you're crazy. That's not it. It's saying, listen, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We don't operate like that. We got to treat each other in love. I'm not going to talk to you crazy and you're not going to talk to me crazy. You said, I can't do all that Bible at work. I understand you can't do that. But you can say this. Listen, we are two human beings. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care if you make three times the amount of money that I make. We're going to treat each other like decent human beings. You're not going to talk down to me. I'm not going to talk down to you. That's called speaking truth to power. Yes. And what you are doing is immobilizing that spirit that seeks to demean and control and said, listen, this is what's going to be. Oh, yes. I don't know who I'm talking to in here. I don't care if you make $20,000 a year. You walk with your head up amongst millionaires. And if you're a millionaire, don't you dare look your nose down at anybody else. You all right in here? We are all human beings. God loves us all. And all of us got a dream and a purpose in here. And what you buy, what you drive is what you bought. Where you live is the house you bought in. That don't determine your worth. God says who we are in the name of Jesus. Two more things and I'm through. Here's how to break that sick-minded spirit. You can't think like a victim even though you've been victimized. Hey, can somebody got your phone out? You on Twitter anyway. Can you tweet that for me? Can somebody post that? Hey, listen, you can't think like a victim, even though you've been victimized. The Bible says this. He gave Leviathan as meat for them as they were inhabiting the wilderness. Here's a key word. They were inhabiting. They weren't stuck. They weren't complaining. They weren't rehearsing old wounds. They were moving. You can't get the resources of God thinking like a victim because you will make it about your pain and not your purpose. God will bless you, and you'll turn into Mike Jones. Y'all remember Mike Jones? Mike who? Mike Jones. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. And you think God blessing me now, and now you want to come around. You making it about your pain. God is not blessing you because you got haters. God is not blessing you because you got enemies. God blesses you because you got purpose. And your purpose has survived your pain. Your purpose has survived crazy relationships. Your purpose has survived. Anybody been through some crazy stuff in your life? Come on, y'all looking real cute in here. But anybody been through some stuff and you still got the nerve to dream? The reason why you're still here and that stuff couldn't kill you is because your dream didn't die. Your dream kept you afloat. Your vision for the next place in life, it kept you where you are. And God said, keep dreaming. Because my resources are not so much about your pain as they are your purpose. I'm through and it's 11:33. We're going to break the hand of this sick-minded stuff. The last thing is this. Let the sick-minded people drown in your success. Y'all, anybody been to Vacation Bible School? Anybody grew up in a Sunday school and you read or you grew up in the church where they sung a song, Oh Mary, don't you weep. I feel a Baptist clothes coming on. Tell Martha not to moan. Pharaoh's army, they've been drowned? Oh Mary, don't you weep. Can I tell you that you don't have to weep, you don't have to cry, you don't have to fight, because God parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to get out of Egypt. And the same thing you're successful in is going to destroy your enemies. Anybody ever been to the aquarium in here? Can you imagine walking through a Red Sea where God called water to stand up like walls? And they walk through the Red Sea like, there's Nemo. Lord, that's a killer whale. Lord, look at that! Look at that sword fish over there. God put it where they can see everything going on around them, but it could not touch them. I want to tell you there's some things that could destroy you, but God's going to part the Red Sea. What is my Red Sea? It's bad credit. It's bad decisions. And you're going to look up and say, Lord, look where you brought me from. Lord, that relationship tried to kill me. Lord, I don't know what I was thinking in the 90s. I don't know what I did right there, but God said you're going to walk right through it. And when you get through it, I'm going to close it up. And every person that tried to dig up your past, remind you of who you were, I'm going to let them drown right there with it while you stand on dry ground. Yeah. This is the last thing I want to tell to you. Do you know how to deal with small-minded people? Win. Don't fight them. Don't give in. Dream. Walk through your barren place. Walk through where God has you. Because watch this. Your success is an indictment. They take it on where they are. And God said, listen, it's not about your pain. It's about your purpose. Yes. How many of you here? Because here's the thing. I look at some of y'all's personalities. Some of y'all like to fight. I feel a fighting spirit over. I don't know. Some of us fight. And some of us, under pressure, we cower in. Because we're pleasers. And you want to make everybody happy. And you want to make sure everything's fine. And you want to make sure everything's calm. I'm telling you, don't do either one. You don't have to have the knuck if you buck spirit. Nor do you have to play the timid role of the peacemaker. I want you to stand right in the middle. And this is what God says. And this is what shall be. This is my last day to be controlled. This is my last day to be manipulated. Some of you say this is manipulating you with your past. You're afraid to move forward because he's holding stuff over your head. Some of us struggle with control. You trying to control everything around you. Let people live. One of the most anointed things I ever heard my big mama say, there was a young lady here, they were trying to show her how to walk. And we're just talking about, oh, I can't wait till her take her first step. And big mama said, if you put her down, she'll walk. It ain't John 3:16, that's big mama 1 and 2. Can I tell y'all something here? If you let some stuff go, it'll live. If you quit trying to control everything, I don't want my baby to go down the same path that I go down. And your baby's sitting there looking like, let me live. They not you. Give them the wisdom from your situation, not the fear. Because you do know you can pass fear in your wounds alone. Give them wisdom. Give them faith. Give them knowledge. So watch this. They don't have to be controlled, and neither do you. And I believe today God wants to break us from sick minds. Stand to your feet all over the building. I'm going to declare this over your life, and we're about to go. Some of you are struggling in relationships, jobs, where you're being controlled, and some of us, if we'll be honest, we got a controlling nature about us. Father, we break the back of Leviathan. that twists things, that sees things that are not there. We break the control where people are questioning their worth, their beauty, even their physical makeup, who they are because of somebody else's projected security. Somebody feels like, man, you're stuck. Like, if I do anything different, will I be blessed? Will I see God do it? Will I fail? Listen, even if you do fail, you tried. And there's a place for you that God has for you. I want to pray for your confidence. I want to pray that you stand in the authority of God and whatever you're dealing with. The reason I'm praying is because I feel somebody in here. You need the authority of God to show up in your life because you've questioned yourself long enough. You walk down this path, it affects your decisions. It impacts how you deal with your money, how you deal with people. It impacts how you see yourself. And I pray now in the name of Jesus that God shows you who you are. I pray that you experience freedom. Father, I pray freedom over the house right now. You will not walk out of one bondage situation only to find another. In the name of Jesus. You're not going to break up with crazy to find crazy again. You're not going to leave one bad job situation only to find a worse job. God's going to clarify your thought and mind. You're going to let the people around you live. We break controlling spirits now that have warred in your families for years. We come against temper tantrums, throwing fits to get our way. In the name of Jesus, we break the back of, y'all come just stay with me for a manipulation right now. We stand flat-footed on the authority of God, and I declare every person in here that has people are plotting for your demise. They're going to drown in your success. They're going to drown in your success. That spirit is going to drown in your success. In the name of, I declare focus. Hey, God Almighty. I declare freedom now. Somebody's getting free right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's getting free right now. You see yourself the way God sees you. In the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I feel a strong, compelling. You don't know Jesus. You're not asking to forgive you of your sin. You're not asking to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you're saying, God, I want to know you in the free part of my sins. You're not saved in here. You want to know Jesus. Just lift your hand wherever you are to see. I want to lead you to the Lord. Oh, God bless you. Father, I thank you now that we are walking free. We're going to be free, and the people around us are going to be free. Whenever we show up, liberty is going to show up. I don't care how toxic it is around you. Freedom is about to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You're going to think this is crazy, but I want you to find five people and tell them this. You ain't crazy. Tell them you ain't crazy. You ain't crazy.